Hola, I'm your host, Paola Marisan. In this season, it's all about music. So we hope you're moving your hips a toda la música que te estamos trayendo. Muchas gracias por escuchar our bilingual podcast, ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Don't you worry, your children, no. Don't you worry, In this episodio, we talk to Zion about his childhood in the West Indies and the Virgin Islands, donde vivió mucho tiempo without electricity or running water, how that struggle was an inspiration to write the reggae música he writes today, and how living between two religions, Christianity and Rastafarianism, made him question his identity. We decided to do this episodio because even though, in the general sense, Zion is not considered a Latino, being from the Caribbean, he shares a lot of the same struggles and experiences Latinos face. Escucha.
I was sitting on a rock in Laplin, in the village, and a brethren gave me a guitar, and I kind of plucked the string one time, and I heard the tone, and that tone to this day never left me. So what happened, where the music came, it was when I moved to the Virgin Islands now. I was probably around the age of 10, you know. My mother came, got me, because I was down in Dominica with my aunties and uncles, and you know, my mother came got me now, and she brought me to St. Thomas. I went to Florida for a little bit, and then I went to Antigua, I went to Barbados, and then finally we settled in the Virgin Islands, St. Croix. So what happened, my mother and my father, they attended a church called Church of God of Prophecy. So what happened, the church had some instruments, you know, and because they didn't want it to stay overnight in the church, they afraid of somebody might break in and go with the instrument, they would bring them to our house. So really the guitar was sitting there in the corner for like maybe years, man, before I even tried to mess with it. And I used to pass it every day. And one day I just stopped and I grabbed the guitar and I look at it. It was, I think, was one of them Ibanez. And I didn't know anything about guitars. One day I was sitting there and I just felt like a warm sensation, like an emotional thing, like almost like you want to cry, you know? And I just felt like I had to write something, you know? And I pick up the pen and pick up the paper, and a song called United We Stand came to my thought. So my music is the voice of the people, you know, to help them when they listen to it, that them can sit back and can relate, you know. And not only that, but music is something that has a force where it can help people to overcome the everyday battles in life, you know. My music is about love. My music is a message about peace. My music is a message about unity, wanting to see people together. Most of all, my music is about the Most Almighty, you know, who blessed me with everything that I have. But like, I'm a messenger, you know, and like I said, I'm an observer. And when things are not right, you know, I write about it. I love to write about things that's going on and matters in our world. Hopefully that I may not be able to change the world, but if I change one person, that person can probably change a million, you know? Yeah, man. Well, growing up as a child, I remember before we went to school. First of all, Dominica is like a tropical island, you know, with mountains and 365 rivers. And before we had to go to school, when we was growing up, we didn't have no running water coming through the pipes, and we didn't have no electric. You know, everything was just the old days where you had to do everything manual. So we had to walk, I would say, about half a mile every morning to the pipes. and we had to carry several loads back up the hill to fill the drum so our family could use to wash the dishes and cook food and different things. And that was before we go to school. And once we get ready for school, then we had to walk down all the way down the village, and we went to school. And then we'd come back all the way up the village for lunch again. And then we'll go back down. And after school, we'll head out to the woods. We'll cut some woods down and, you know, get ready for the fire so the family can cook some food for us. Yeah.
And, you know, you talked a little bit about all this that happened to you, and you live through all of these places, you know, these beautiful places. I mean, you basically lived where people vacation, and that's what people say now.
True.
Do you ever had an identity crisis, as some people might say? Where am I from? You know, where?
That's a good question. Well, down in the islands, you know, we got the Christians and we have the Rastas. My mother was a Christian, right? And I used to love the Rasta way of cultural way in life because, you know, them man just deal with naturality. And my family in, you know, they're Christian, which nothing wrong with it, but they didn't really want me hanging around the Rastas. Because the first thing my mother would say, well, the Rasta them smoke marijuana and them smoke ganja. And so I felt poor, you know, because I wanted to be myself. But yes, my mother and my father had such a strong hold on me. They was very strict, very, very strict people. Couldn't do what I want. I couldn't really hang with too many friends. I had to ask permission to do everything. I had to be at bed at a certain time. I had to work at a certain time. So at one time I was really confused about who am I, you know, because I was dealing with the Rastas, and then after that Sunday I have to go to church with my mother them, and I, you know, so I love the word of God still in church, and I've always respected people's opinion and not to judge people. So when I get around the Rastas, I noticed they never judge a Christian, but a Christian always judged the Rastas. And that was something that I had started to challenge my mother on. Well, why you guys always speaking bad about the Rastas, you know, and the Rastas don't really have nothing bad to say about the Christians. So I decided, you know, I had to make a choice. And then I started to really, really go towards the Rastafari way. And what happened was I was kind of serving the same kingdom was serving, which is Haile Selassie and everything. And then I started to do more and more research into Selassie, you know, coming from the conquering lion, the tribe of Judah. And I started to realize that Selassie had mentioned to us that, you know, he didn't want the Rastas to serve him. So I was lost again. And then I had to start to find out, you know, who am I and what am I? So after a while, to be honest with you, I just been in church, and I just praise Jah and still be around my Rastafari brethren. And I realize, you know, every man has his decision, but you have to choose your own path for himself. So I just consider myself a righteous man. I just consider myself Zion, and this is who I am. Some people assume, oh, you're from Jamaica, you say man all the time. I say, well, you know, all Caribbean people say man.
Yeah, that's
it's not
true.
Just Jamaica. Jamaica is just on the map more, but every Caribbean people, you go Barbados, Antigua, Dominica, St. Lucia, all of them. We yeah, man.
So strong. Them can't hurt your lion. Them can't hurt your lion. Oh, Jaja lion strong. So strong. Yeah. Eye and eye coming just like the lion. From Mount Zion, yeah. Standing firm.
We want to thank Zion for this interview and for his live performance in nuestro estudio. You can listen to más de su música, see behind the scenes, and explore his homeland through videos on his website, zionalbert.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter for exclusive content. Gracias por escuchar. Soy Paola Marizan, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
Judge a lion strong, so strong, Oh yeah, yeah. Them can't hurt your lion. Can't hurt your lion. Jaja lion strong. So, 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 so strong. Yeah. Like mountains around Jerusalem. I and I cannot be moved, yeah, yeah. Standing firm with faith on my side. Oh, yeah, yeah. Jah give I the strength to carry on. We come in to conquer like Moses with the rod. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, yeah, yeah, yeah. Them trodden through the fire of a Babylon, yeah. But them never get burned, no, no. Because them can't hurt the lion. Can't hurt the lion. Judge a lion strong. So, so, so strong. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me say them can't hurt your lion. Can't hurt your lion. Judge a lion strong. So, so, so strong. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Lord, them can't hurt your lion. Yeah. Cause your lion is so strong. Whoa. Lord, them can't hurt your lion. Oh, yeah. Cause your lion is so strong. Yeah. Can't hurt the lion. Can't hurt your lion. Your lion strong. So, so, so strong, yeah, yeah.